Laramie Boomerang. Gags was in Logan as the Cowboys lost to Utah State. Always good to have you on, Gags. What's going on, man?
Not too much. I'm honored to be called the insider. I don't think I've been called a lot of things in my days, but I don't know if I've ever been called the insider, so I'll gladly take that.
It is a promotion. I just wanted to know. It is a promotion.
We had a long discussion about what title we should give you before we came up with insider.
Yeah, I'm sure that was some of the most riveting conversations you've had in a while.
So. Yeah, it really was. It came down to a couple things, but we went ahead with insider gags.
Yeah.
And you were in Logan on Saturday night. You know, it seemed kind of like a similar game to that of Fresno State, a very close game where Utah State kind of chipped away at the very end. What were your initial impressions leaving Logan as the Cowboys could not make it three wins in a row?
Well, you know, I think it was disappointing leaving. Well, I wasn't disappointed leaving Logan, but disappointed from the Cowboys' perspective on the fact that, you know, it was a back and forth game. I think what 16 or 10 ties, 16 lead changes, or vice versa. You know, and with, you know, 4:18 to go, I believe, after Justin James steal and behind the back dunk, you know, that it's a 2-point game, and you're like, okay, let's see what happens. And then Wyoming just couldn't make plays at the end, and Utah State did. It just kind of boiled right down to that. I think Wyoming only made one basket in the final 4:18. You know, they couldn't, they weren't as well. I don't know, it was pretty much a pretty good offensive game. I don't know if it was necessarily bad defense, but they couldn't get stops when they needed to. And Jalen Moore, a senior, one of the best players in this league, hit a big three-pointer with 41 seconds left to kind of ice it. It was just Utah State made the plays down the stretch. Wyoming couldn't. We've kind of seen that a little bit in some of these close games, especially on the road, where Wyoming is maybe not playing its best game, but it's in position to give itself a chance, and it just can't finish or can't make the plays that it needs to. And Utah State did, and Wyoming didn't. That's kind of what it boiled down to me.
You know, I kind of got that. That was my impression of the game too. Was that again the Cowboys were close? Again, the Cowboys had a chance. They were in the game. But it just doesn't seem to me like there's somebody who takes over for the Cowboys and you know, gives them that spark. They just can't seem to pull it together at the end, get behind somebody, or somebody says, hey, come on, let's go get the... It's just right at the end, they can't seem to get over that hump to get that win, and they end up, instead of losing it by two, they end up losing it by, you know, eight or nine. It just, we've seen that several times this year.
Well, you know, last year we knew that guy was Josh Adams, and there were times he certainly, you know, willed them or led them to wins, and then the times he didn't. You know, I think from Allen Edwards' perspective, you know, there's a lot of different kind of type of guys that can maybe not put them on their backs and lead them, but that can make the plays, and I think he likes that, having that fact, but it's just a matter of one or two of those guys making those plays. So, but whether it was, you know, a lack of plays by Justin James or a defensive breakdown by Dalton, I'm not picking on those guys in particular, but, you know, the way this team is built and the way Allen Edwards wants to run things, you know, they all, you know, they're all capable of it, and when those chances come up, they have to, you know, whether it's one guy or a set of guys, you know, they need to start to make those plays. And is, you know, I'm sure when you've talked to Coach Edwards' guys and everything, he talks a lot about the process, and it's still part of that process that they still have to kind of get over that hump. Because you're right, it's kind of one of those things where they maybe not win handily, or, you know, they either, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, at least in conference play. Now, we saw, you know, the two games they beat Montana in and a few others, they made some plays late in games, but in conference play, that's been a little bit of an issue for them, you know, in close games. And, you know, hopefully with five more to go and then the tournament, they can get that figured out. But I think the fact that they have a lot of different guys that can make those plays is good. But like you said, Dave, when you don't have maybe that one guy that you can, I don't know, necessarily rely on or maybe go to, maybe that's a detriment. I guess it depends on which way you want to look at it.
Robert, you know, you and I talked earlier a lot about the basketball team, but, you know, it seems like Coach Edwards, and again, he knows that team better than any of us that talk about it do.
We just give out, you know, our opinions and what we believe. But he seems to go a lot by feel during a game on his substitution patterns. Justin James, arguably the best player on the Cowboys basketball team, gets 14 minutes against Utah State. And, you know, you got Cody Kelly in there getting extended. It just seems like he goes a lot by feel. I'm not going to ask you. I guess I will. You know, did Justin James, you feel, need to be out on the floor more than 14 minutes against Utah State?
Well, you know, in hindsight, I guess you could certainly say that. But, you know, early on when you know, as we've seen throughout the season, you know, when, you know, James and Dalton come off the bench and they're usually the first two guys to come in, and it's usually after that first media timeout. Now, Edwards went with Morris Marshall after that first timeout or with that first main sub, and I think, you know, Marshall certainly probably earned maybe that. You know, he played pretty well against Fresno State in the four overtime game and everything, and I don't think Morris Marshall played bad necessarily when he was in there, and then he went with James, so you didn't see that. And then in the second half, he played a few more minutes, but maybe not as many. I could certainly see that, you know, but I do think, you know, and Keith, you and I were kind of talking a little bit about this today before the show, that as good as Justin James is, and I wouldn't argue with you that he's probably their best overall player, but he's also still making a lot of very bad mistakes too. You know, now, should that have been a factor in the Utah State game? I don't know. I would agree that he probably should have been on the floor a little bit more there, but you know, I think Allen Edwards, you know, he does go by feel, and, you know, it's easy to, you know, whether we're talking football or basketball, whatever sport, it's easy to sit back and analyze it that way. Yeah, I do. I would say that probably should have been on the floor a little bit more, but that's why Allen Edwards is the coach. That's not why you and I or, you know, Joe Fan out there are the coach. You know, he has a feel, he has a way things are going. And, I mean, to be honest, guys, Justin James was on the floor down the stretch when Wyoming needed to make play. And granted, he made the steal and dunk to cut it to within two and then stuff. But Justin James was on the floor those remaining 4:18. And I'm not saying it was Justin James' fault that they didn't make any plays. But when it was crunch time, he was on the floor and he didn't, you know, he wasn't able to make those plays. So should he have played probably more minutes? Yeah, I could certainly go with that. But he was also out there when it was crunch time and he didn't make the plays, nor did anyone else on the team. So, you know, again, I guess it's depending on how you could look at it, but, you know, I've been fine with the way Coach Edwards has done it. You know, in this tempo offense, you know, they tries to keep guys fresh, and that's why maybe he ought to ride the guys that got him there a little bit more, but he also likes to kind of mix combinations of athleticism and skill to headiness and just veteran ability out there, and you know, that's how Coach Edwards wants to coach it. And until something changes, I think that's how we're going to see it. That's part of his process and the way he wants to do things. So I think we're going to continue to see a lot of that as the season winds down.
I guess I would ask one question, and I watch the game and I have trouble trying to figure out. He never says he has a starting five. He's got the five that come in at the beginning of the game, but he doesn't have a starting five. He's playing so many players, and he's having so many different combinations out there. I guess I'm wondering, you look at, and it's a whole different story, but you look at CSU, they got seven players, and they're winning with seven guys because they're playing a lot of minutes and they're playing together. I guess my question is it like the old saying, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback? It seems like there's so many different combinations out there that there's never really that core five and then the replacements that come in after them.
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. In CSU's take, I mean, they have no other choice. So it's not like there's other guys knocking on the door for minutes because that's all they have is seven players. But, you know, I talked to Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Colorado one today, and he brought up a pretty good point where because of the, you know, the academic issues with the other three players and stuff that, you know, look, these are the guys that they have, and they know their roles, they know what's expected of them, and in some cases, they don't have to kind of look over their shoulder that if they make a mistake, they're going to get yanked for somebody because there's no one to put in for them. So I guess from that perspective, you could go that route, but, you know, I don't really necessarily buy that, you know, maybe they're playing too many guys because I do think a lot of these guys can bring certain things to the table at certain times. And for the way they want to push things and move tempo, I think you've got to try to keep guys fresh if it if it works out that way for you. So, you know, I think it's fine. I don't think it's a matter of that he's playing too many guys and stuff like that. But you will see this, though, guys, that down the stretch when it is crunch time, I mean, we even saw it in the overtime game against Fresno, and the fact that, you know, a couple players fouled out, that, you know, Edwards will also kind of stick with those guys that are working. Maybe he'll sub a guy out for a quick, you know, a quick breather, then bring someone back in. But, you know, once he gets that feel of what's going on, then he usually does stick with what's going on. So I don't really feel that that's a big, you know, factor in some of their struggles. I think there's guys that can help them do things on any given night, whether it's a Gorski or if it's a Lou Adams or if it's whoever. I don't really see it. I don't see it that way. I could see how maybe someone else does, but I don't look at it. I don't see it that way. I don't see it as a detriment to him.
Gags, we appreciate it, man. Good stuff. And we're going to go out like this. It's been a while since you've been able to do this, but we do have the Alan Edwards radio show coming your way at 7:07 this evening.
7 after the hour.
There you go, yeah, man.
Sweet. You made my day, fellas. You made my day.
Talk to you next week, man. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. See you.